You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello, and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. This is a podcast all about wrapping your mind around your own financial situation. My name is Timmy Stanfer, and I am your host. And today I'm here with Ryan Lilly. He's a business banker at Citizens Bank, and we are going to be talking about starting a business. Ryan, it's great to have you here with us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, give us a little bit of information about yourself, a little bit of your history and how you got to be where you are now.
I'm Ryan Lilly, as you said earlier. I'm vice president at Citizens Bank. I've been in banking 15 years. I've been at the bank about seven.
Okay, awesome. And you've been doing business banking that whole time, those 7 years you've been here?
I started in the underwriting department, which I would say helps me out a lot in terms of the business banking aspect because I understand the financials.
Okay, perfect. And as we're going to talk about today, financials are a very important part of operating a business, whether you're getting a loan or not. So yeah, let's start right from the beginning. Ryan, say I come to you and I say, you know, even not as a banker, I just say, hey, Ryan, I'm thinking about starting a business. I think I've got an idea and it's pretty good. Where do I start? What's the first thing I want to figure out when I decide I want to start a business?
So I would say this would be the first of many meetings that we would have when you say, hey, I'm going to start a business. One, I would ask you, what's your business? What do you plan on doing? Then you tell me and I'm like, all right, what's going to separate you from your competition, or did you create a great idea and you're going to patent it and make it the greatest thing ever? I don't know. So we would have that conversation to see. We'd also kind of gauge your excitement level of it, you know, because you got to be committed. You're starting a business. You have to be all in from day one.
Yeah, because it's not probably not going to be a very quick process. No. So if it's something I just thought of like, oh, it might be cool to sell snow cones for a living, you know, I might want to be really figure out if it's something I'm passionate about.
Exactly.
And even if the idea isn't the most exciting thing in the world, if I'm really passionate that it would be a good business to operate and own, that's a passion of its own, I guess. You know, it's maybe not as much passion about the product, but passionate about operating and owning a business that does this thing. Okay, I've got something I figured out that I think it is a good idea. It's something I think I can stick to long term, and I am very passionate about it. What's the next step? What do I need to do to actually get this thing going?
So I would ask you, do you have a business model? You know, business plan, business model, they're two separate things.
Okay.
They're not the same thing. Business plan is how you're going to operate your business from day one. Business model is how you're going to manage the cash flow and other things that go along with your business. Some businesses are seasonal, so you have to take that into account for your business model, for your business plan and business model. So it's really, there's no one size fits all for either of those.
Okay. So the business plan is more, okay, what is the idea of my business? How will I operate it? And what is it that we're actually doing?
Yep.
And then the business model is a projection and a build out of, okay, now I know what I'm operating and what I'm doing. What is it? What are the actual
operations
going to look like when I'm making money and the cash flows and things like that?
What is the numbers going to look like on the page? Exactly.
Yep. So the business model is a bit more qualitative.
Yep.
Or sorry, the business plan is a bit more qualitative. Mm-hmm. The business model is a bit more quantitative.
Quantitative, exactly.
And numbers oriented.
Exactly.
Okay, great. And obviously, those things are going to take some research, right? I'm not just going to be able to make up some numbers and some ideas and feel confident about it. And I'm sure that a bank wouldn't feel very confident about it either. So what does that look like? What kind of research can you do to set up a business model and a business plan?
Well, if you have direct competition in the area, I would say if it's a public place, go there and observe to see what they're doing, to see how you can improve on their business, if that's what you want to do. If you're starting from scratch, you know, look on the internet. The internet has a ton of free tools that you can, you know, get data on certain companies, certain industries, and it can kind of give you a baseline roadmap of what you need to do to be successful.
Yeah, perfect. So, and then some of the things that you may want to consider when developing a model and a plan. I've heard, you know, plenty about setting up a SWOT analysis or budgets for things like marketing. What types of things do you typically see in these business models and business plans that you think most, if not every business, should think about?
The The one thing that I always see is the SWOT analysis to see what your strengths are, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats.
Well, also, that's what SWOT stands for. Correct. Strength, correct. Weakness, opportunities, and boom, threats.
There you go. Yeah. The other thing that you do in your business plan is, all right, how are you going to start day one? You have your projections in there. You have kind of what your, what am I looking for? Mission statement. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Mission statement. There you go. The mission statement is also in your business plan too.
Okay.
Is what you're going to be successful.
Yeah. So the, you know, you want to make sure you have your business thought out well enough to the point where you can give someone the elevator pitch.
Exactly.
I'm sure a lot of people have heard of that. You know, the idea, you get in an elevator and you have 30 seconds to pitch your idea to someone and tell them about your business. And you really should be able to do that with whatever this business is going to be. Obviously, you'll want to have a more thought out process behind your whole model and your business plan as well. But with that, you should also have a very concise, focused vision for your business.
Exactly.
And a mission statement.
Exactly.
That's going to drive what you do.
Yep. Your mission statement is essentially your elevator pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. And so you've worked on your business plan. You've done your market research. You've got your business model, some projections. And you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I go about making this real? What do I need to do to set up this business to get it so it's a legitimate entity in the eyes of the government and the bank and whoever may care about seeing this business exist?
Yeah, so you'll have to consult with an attorney and an accountant. That will determine what type of entity you set up, whether it's a sole proprietorship, LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp. Depends. Most of the business that we see is a limited liability company, which is an LLC. It kind of pushes the liability off of you individually to the company. Obviously, with a loan, you'll have a guarantee that you're, so you'll still be tied to the company, but it separates just in case something happens where, you know, you are liable. It's not, you don't go bankrupt as an individual.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a keeps you a step away
from
all of the things that go on in the business.
Yep.
And so talking a little bit about those three structures, again, a sole proprietorship, LLC, and a corporation, it sounds like as you scale up or, you know, depending on the size of the business you want to pursue, you may consider one of those things with sole proprietorship being maybe smaller, because if it's a sole proprietorship, it all operates under yourself, correct? Not under a separate entity?
Yeah, I typically classify sole proprietorships as kind of a hobby business. That's kind of what I would see, because it still flows through your personal tax returns in terms of the financial reporting. LLC, you're all in terms of that business. That's your most likely main source of income, so that you'd file a separate tax return for that, which is where your accountant comes into play, because they would handle all those financial reporting.
Yeah, and then the next step would be, you know, a corporation if you're very large and multiple owners, things like that, you know, shares you're giving out.
Exactly,
That's when you'd want to consider something like a corporation. Okay, great. So I know you've already mentioned you want to have an attorney and an accountant that you can trust and work along with. And they help you set this up. We've got this all structured. And now we want to figure out how to get this business going. And I'm sure we'll need some money to do that. What are the ways you can go about figuring out your startup costs and pursuing actually getting your business off the ground?
So that dovetails into your business plan, because most of the time you will have, all right, this is my startup cost. This is the amount of money that I have to contribute personally. And then this is what I'm going to seek financing for. And that's where the bank comes into play. So that is what we call the three pillars of what you'll need to start a business: your attorney, your accountant, and your banker.
Mm-hmm. And so those are your advisors.
Your trusted advisors.
Go forward,
say. Exactly.
At the beginning and through the process, who can, you know, help guide you and figure out the different things that you need.
Exactly.
So yeah, we've decided I got some money to put in the game, but I'm gonna need some financing. So, you know, you come to your banker, and what does that process look like now? Starting to figure out, you know, maybe what type of loan we would want and getting an application going.
So, what I would request on an application is the last 3 years of personal tax returns, a personal financial statement, and your business plan. Your business plan should have projections. I would say if you have done your business plan just by yourself, to go and have it double checked at the Small Business Development Center in Waukesha County. They'll do it for free. They'll give you helpful advice. They're all former bankers. They can kind of fine tune it. So then when it gets to the bank, it's ready to roll. And then we have actual numbers that we feel confident in mm-hmm. underwriting.
Yeah, for sure. And then I'm sure there's different products for startup businesses, depending on the size of what you need financing for, correct? Or like the size of the business you're trying to undertake?
Correct. Typically on a new business loan, it would be a SBA 7A, which is a Small Business Administration product. And that essentially is a government guarantee in case the loan goes bad. And typically banks do that because startup companies, they're risky. You know, there's a high probability of failure there. So for a bank to get comfortable underwriting that, unless you are a millionaire,
yeah.
you know, and you have the ability to self-fund it, most of the time you'll need financing. So we do those type of loans. We're a preferred lender, so we do all of our underwriting in-house, do all of our SBA approvals in-house. So it's quicker than going through a different bank that has to send it to the SBA based in California. So it's easier process here at Citizens Bank for doing those type of loans.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, seeing that as a quasi-extension of the government, there's a little bit more paperwork on that thing. But if you already did your business plan, most of that paperwork's already in there.
Okay, perfect. So, the SBA, as he mentioned, it's a government-sanctioned entity. It's not necessarily a direct government entity, yep. but it's kind of like an arm's length sanctioned and created by the government, mm-hmm. but isn't, you know, a direct government entity. So that exists there to help, like you said, the bank have another backer for this loan and say in case something goes south, because new businesses are risky.
Exactly.
And I've heard you tell me before that, and this is probably in the business model as well, the first 2 years are kind of a telltale sign for a business mm-hmm. On if it's going to be healthier, if things need to change.
Correct.
And that's the nice thing about having your banker and your attorney and your accountant is they can look at, as you're starting up your business and you are moving forward and you've got your financing and now you're existing as a business.
Yep.
I'm sure you're very focused on, as a business owner, on operating the business and making sure it's working, and having the accountant and attorney and banker can help you see some of the things that you may not always think about changing and maybe give you some hard mm-hmm. advice or tell you what you may need to change so that you are healthy, so you can come out of those first couple of years and, you know, start moving in an upward trend.
Exactly. And I would say as a startup business owner, you want your accountant to handle the monthly reporting, financial reporting, because mm-hmm. you want to be focused on getting your company off the ground, you know, and the accountant can handle all the numbers, kind of tell you, all right, you're hitting this metric, you're not hitting this metric, and then you can adjust on the fly. If you wait to the end of that first year, you kind of don't know how things are going, and you could be surprised with the numbers in a negative way at
and
the end of the year.
And if you're doing your own month-to-month financials, that's just a whole project in itself.
Exactly. You want focus on business operations as opposed to handling all of the financial reporting.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So that's a brief overview of going from start to finish, what it's like to start a business. And I'll just kind of go over it again here and summarize it, and then we'll get into a few do's and don'ts of when you're considering this process. So you start with an idea, a passion, something you think would actually make a beneficial business, and something you're willing to commit to for the long run, because it's not going to work out if you aren't willing to, and you're probably going to throw a bunch of money and effort in and have nothing to show for it.
You have to be passionate, and you have to have the availability to put a lot of hours into a startup business.
Yeah, definitely. So you have your idea, your passion. You figure out what you're going to do and why you should exist as a business, and you put that into a business model and a business plan. You figure out both the qualitative and quantitative aspects of your business that will project how you're going to exist as a business and what the revenue streams may be, and to the best of your ability, figure those things out. Then you can go forward and make sure you have some trusted advisors on your team, an accountant, an attorney, figure out your banker so that they can help you to set up your entity for your business and figure out what tax structure is going to work best, and then pursue any financing that you may need and figure out where the money's going to come from for you to rent your space if you need to buy the products that you're going to sell, to hire people for first couple months of employment costs, whatever you may have for your different fees and everything as well. And then they can also let you know if you would need anything additional service-wise. You may need some insurance. You may need to have other servicers. You know, you'll probably need a point-of-sale system.
Yeah, point-of-sale. You'll need a business checking account, maybe a business credit card, things like that. And, you know, products that you don't know that you need, like ACH, where you can send out payments, receive payments.
Yeah, sending invoices, receiving invoices.
Whether or not you use QuickBooks. QuickBooks has a product that you could invoice directly from there. The bank has a product that also, audiobooks is what we call our product, where you can also have invoices be sent out and accept credit cards and all that stuff, because you want to get paid.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out how your money's coming in and make sure that you have all the additional services you need. But yeah, that's the nice thing about having those experts is, you know, you don't necessarily, you shouldn't expect yourself to know everything. And this leads into one of my first do's and don'ts here for this episode is do surround yourself with experts that you can trust, not necessarily yes men or yes people rather, that, like I said, people willing to give you harsh truths because they want to see you succeed. And a good banker, a good attorney, and a good accountant all should want to see you succeed, because if you're succeeding, they should be succeeding as well.
Well, you need the constructive criticism, isn't it? Apple, Steve Jobs always had people around him that gave him the cold, hard truths. Yeah. And I think that's what makes Apple such a large company.
Yeah, and I would say don't expect yourself to be all things to all people for your business, for their product in your marketplace. You know, don't expect your business to fill everyone's needs. I mean, it should fit a market, but also beyond that, don't expect yourself to fill every role of your business. If you need to get other people involved, make sure you're realistic with yourself, because if you burn yourself out super fast, you're not going to be able to go long enough to make the business successful, which kind of leads into my next do. Do expect this to take a long time and a lot of work, and be willing to admit when there's too much for you to do on your own, and figure out if you need to bring in some help and be realistic about that and try to be realistic about it from the beginning, because you don't expect success right away and don't expect things to work out the first time. You know, you should be hopeful in your projections should be that you're going to succeed, but you should be prepared. And another do here, do be prepared for the worst. You know, if you started a business in 2019, I'm sure you weren't ready for a global pandemic to hit. But the businesses that are still around and thriving, I'm sure, had themselves prepared for the worst, even though they were projecting for good and for things to be healthy. You got to be prepared for the worst so that you don't just fall flat.
Be prepared to adjust on the fly. That's really what you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That pretty much brings us to the end here. Again, in summary, be willing to talk to your experts, talk to your local business banker. If you're really serious about looking into starting a business, there are some great resources. Like you said, the Waukesha County, Waukesha County Small Business Development Center. Yep. That's if you are down here in the Southeast Wisconsin area, you can definitely check them out. And I'm sure there's a lot of similar entities in different areas, not only Wisconsin, but different states throughout America. Or if you're here in America, you check out SBA.gov. Yep. Like he said, that's probably where your financing would ultimately come through. Anyways, and there's a lot of great advice there on their website on things you should consider as you pursue financing and pursue getting your business started. Other than that, do you have any closing thoughts or anything you'd like to say in summary of what we talked about?
If you're looking to start a business, good luck.
Yeah, it's not a small task, that's for sure.
But it will be rewarding if you if you turn out to be successful. Yeah. You will have great reward there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, with that, I thank you, Ryan, for coming in and chatting with me and sharing your insight on the business world and financing there. Yeah. And if you have any feedback or if you have any questions or anything, any advice for things we can maybe do different or any different podcast ideas for different topics, please email me at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's HEYTIMMY @amindformoney.com. And with that, we thank you for watching or listening, and hope you have a great rest of your day.